I've been trying to do better and be good, but I got in a fight today. Why can't I make myself change?
Maybe it's because you're depending on the wrong things to help you change. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. My name is Zach. A few fruits of the Christian life are things like patience, love, and kindness. If you're connected to Jesus, you'll have that kind of fruit in your life. But without him, you're more like a dry old stick. And no matter how much water you pour on a dead stick, it can't come back to life and produce fruit. No, it has to be connected to a living tree to do that. Listen to 1 John 5:2. It says, "Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." Our story today is called The Dead Stick. Bruno frowned and kicked at a stone as he walked home from school. As he approached Mr. Burke's house, he saw his Sunday school teacher working in the yard. "Hi there, Bruno," said Mr. Burke. "How are you today?"
"Not great," muttered Bruno. He shuffled his toe in the dirt. "I'm always getting into trouble at school," he sighed.
"Since I've been coming to your Sunday school class, I've been trying to change and be good, but I just can't seem to do it. Today I had to stay in at recess because I talked back to a teacher."
Mr. Burke leaned on his rake.
"I'm sorry to hear that," he said.
Bruno shrugged.
"Like I said, I'm trying to do better, but I guess it's hopeless."
"Oh, no, no, no," said Mr. Burke.
"It's not hopeless. I think you're just depending on the wrong things to help you." He picked up a small dead branch that had fallen from a tree. "I was going to plant some fruit trees out back. I'll water them and put fertilizer around them, and soon they'll bear juicy peaches and apples for me to eat." He held up the dead branch. "Why don't you help me plant this one?"
Bruno laughed.
"That's a dead stick. You know it won't grow anything."
Mr. Burke looked at the stick.
"True," he said. "A dead stick can't produce fruit. And you know what, Bruno? You may be like this stick. You don't have true life either if you haven't trusted Jesus as your Savior. Have you done that?"
"Well, no. I, Bruno stammered. "I thought if I just went to church and read the Bible and did stuff like that, I'd be all right."
"You said you want to do better, but you need Jesus for that," said Mr. Burke. "Even if you read the whole Bible and go to church and pray, you can't produce good fruit unless you have spiritual life that only comes through Jesus. You need him to free you from sin and give you the power of the Holy Spirit so you can live in a way that shows others his love."
Mr. Burke smiled at Bruno.
"Would you like me to explain how you can receive real life through Jesus?" Bruno looked at the dead stick lying on the lawn and nodded. "Well, how about you? Has Jesus given you spiritual life? Are you bearing good fruit by the power of the Holy Spirit? Or do you just try hard to be good only to fail? Just like a dead stick can't produce fruit when it's not connected to a living tree, you can't live the Christian life without Jesus. Trust him as your Savior and receive new life today." To learn more about what it means to trust Jesus as your Savior, get your parents' permission first. Then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is 1 John 5:12.
"Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life."
And our key thought for today, Jesus gives life. Would you like to get Keys for Kids in the mail for free? When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months. Ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.